And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you on air tonight until 9 p.m. tonight. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday night, and maybe you're staying in town for the holidays, taking a break from your studies, or just, I don't know, enjoying the holiday season. But either way, CITR has some great music for you. And I was away last week, but I'm here this week, and I'll be back next week, I'm going to be doing my top 10 albums of 2019 next week's show. This week is just going to be a regular show, as I haven't finalized my list. I kind of like to leave it to the last minute, just in case I make some changes in the December and late releases that came out. Anyways, I got a pretty good lineup planned for next week, so tune in and we'll go over some of my favorite albums that came out this year. So starting off the program, you heard something from Black Mastiff out of Edmonton, doing some heavy psych rock, sort of in the vein of TP Records. They have a new album out called Loser Delusions that they sent us here at the station. And you heard the track called Other Kinds. And that is a trio out of Edmonton, and features Bob Yiannopoulos. He's a singer, as well as Alan Harding on drums, as well as Clay Shea, who is a bassist. And you may know Clay Shea from his former punk band known as Choke, who has been around on the Canadian punk scene for a long time. But I think they have since either gone on indefinite hiatus or have since broken up. I know they played a show a number of years ago, I think in 2013 here in Vancouver. But anyways, Clay Shea, bassist from Choke, is in that band. And they did make a tour this summer. I'm not sure if they played Vancouver. I didn't get the chance to check it out. But anyways, the new album is called Loser Delusions by Black Mastiff. So tonight on the program, I'm going to start off with a little bit more loud stuff, get into a little bit of pop and psych, and then some post-rock, and then more electronic towards the very end of the show. But to start it off, we're going to hear something from Brooklyn, New York, a hardcore band called Extended Hell. They have a new album out on Media Disease Records. You'll hear a track called Mortal Wound, which is also the title track of the album. Really great stuff. Very heavy, kind of, I don't know, remind me in some ways of some kind of D-beat type bands. But anyways, check them out. Once again, that's Extended Hell. After that, you're going to hear something from the record label called Beach Impediment Records, really great label out of Richmond, Virginia, that I'm playing a few albums from. They make really great hardcore and punk and stuff like that. But the latest is a group called Larma, and they have a new self-titled deal. I think they are a Swedish hardcore band, making some stuff that gets comparisons to Totalitar, as well as I don't know, some other D-beat type bands. But anyways, from Larma, you can hear a track called, well, it's, I'm probably gonna really butcher this title, but it's just called Eaton's Escapism. Check it out at beachimpedimentrecords.bandcamp.com, and you can check out Extended Hell at extendedhell.bandcamp.com. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called Mortal Wound.
Oh,
Quarterback. That was a short set featuring some hardcore out on Beach Impediment Records. That was Larma with a track called Eliten's Escapism. And that's out on the Beach Impediments record label. Prior to that, you heard something from Extended Hell with a track called Mortal Wound, which is taken from the self-titled release and or an album of the same name. And that was out on a record label called Media Disease. And Extended Hell is based out of Brooklyn. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR. And I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to hear some new stuff that has come into the station. We're going to hear a track from a group called Blue Bloods. And this is more in the pop vein. So it's going to be a real left turn from what you've just been hearing. But anyways, you can hear a track off of it, off an EP called Make It Rain. And from Blue Bloods, you'll hear a track called, well, Make It Rain. After that, we're going to hear something from Christoph Bede and the Pierce Kingans, which is a local group who has put out a new release called Four Seasons, which is an EP. You can hear a track off of it called Doubt. And check it out at thepiercekingans.bandcamp.com. And it does look like one of those old kind of classical albums that Naxos puts out, if you see the cover art. But anyways, that's some new stuff into the station here. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a group called Blue Bloods. This track is called Make It Rain.
Jade, lush lime pear trees nourish me. Health is green, and what gleams more green than money? Make it rain.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Bah, humbug. A modern adaptation of A Christmas Carol celebrates the downtown Eastside community in its 10th annual and final season. It's the perfect family holiday treat, filled with rock, blues, and Christmas carols. Plus, enjoy live music from a youth choir. Opens December 5th at SFU Woodwards, located at 149 West Hastings Street. For tickets and details, visit sfuwoodwards.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam Astale.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something from a local release from Christoph Beatty and the Pierce Kingans, a new release called Four Seasons. And you heard a track called Doubt. Check this out at thepiercekingans.bandcamp.com. It's a new release into the station. And prior to that was something from a track from Blue Bloods and a new EP that was just sent to us here at the station. Something from, sorry, I'm just missing the name right here. That was a new EP that was out on their SoundCloud that just came in. Sorry, I'm just kind of lost the name. Oh, it's called Make It Rain, and you heard the title track of their EP. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from the winners of the recent Shindig, and that's something from Girls Nails, and they have a new release that was just put out on their Bandcamp, which is girlsnails.bandcamp.com. It's just an EP called, I guess a self-titled release, but you can hear a track called Domino, Oh No, I Ordered Another Pizza. And after that, we're going to hear something from a new release from Sandro Perry, a new release called Soft Landing. And this is out on the Constellation record label. And you may know Sandro Perry for numerous releases out on the Constellation label. And from his new album called Soft Landing, you can hear a track off of it, something called Wrong About the Rain. But first, right here on CITR, this is new stuff from Girls and Nails. This track is called Domino, Oh No, I Ordered Another Pizza.
People do nothing all the time, hopelessly wondering why, where it will be. As it grows older, it hides, slowly convincing. Searching for something to find.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was some new stuff from Sandro Perry, his new release called Soft Landing, and you heard the track called Wrong About the Rain. And apologies, just left the track running. Heard a bit of the next track. But anyways, you can check that out at sandroperry.bandcamp.com, and that new release came out on Constellation Records. Prior to that was something from Girl's Nails with a track called Domino. Oh no. No, wait. Domino. Oh no, I ordered another pizza. And that's off a new release on their Bandcamp. Just self-titled. And you can check it out at girlsnails.bandcamp.com. They're a previous winner of the Shindig last year, I do believe. Anyways. Up next, we have some new stuff from Cindy Lee, and we have someone, a couple people very special in the studio tonight. We have
Jod Ran
and
Stingray Ray.
And we have a couple guests on the show tonight to play a bit of music and speak about some new stuff that they've been checking out and new stuff that they want to play. So what are we going to hear from?
We're going to hear from Cindy Lee, also known as Patrick Flagel, from the band Women. I would say the best band to come out of Alberta, probably. I don't know.
Good call. New album is called What's Tonight to Eternity.
What about the Stampeders?
Ooh, touche.
It's a close one.
And the track is called Heavy Metal, and it's dedicated to the memory of Chris Reimer, who was also in Women and unfortunately passed away at a young age.
Yeah, that's very, very sad to hear about that. The new album is a forthcoming release that's coming out next year in February. But this is the one track that they have previewed, which you can check out on their Bandcamp, which is cindylee-w25th.bandcamp.com. And this isn't actually Alberta-based. I do believe it's Toronto-based, if I'm not mistaken, at least according to their Bandcamp.
True.
So, yeah.
True.
Pretty good stuff. And you two are fans of Women?
Yes, I am.
I've never listened to them before.
Stingray Ray hasn't listened to this song yet, so this is forcing him to hear it.
But I told you about it, right?
Yes, you did.
And also, in addition to that, we have something from a new release from a group called SPF, which is based out of Oakland, Florida. And this is out on the Digital Regress record label. And this is a new band that's featured, that features members of Cube Mansion, as well as Jackie O, Noise Collective, based out of Portland. Anyone familiar with them?
Yes, our friend Josh used to play in that band.
Yeah,
Vancouver they're pretty connection.
Yeah, pretty huge collective and just a revolving cast of people. And I think they have like various players, and there's always kind of evolving lineup that appears differently on live albums than live shows, I think. But anyways, SPF has a new release, and it's called Paul's McCartney, and it's a really very noisy, very abstract sounds. Does get some comparison to Load Records, very kind of freeform type noise. But anyways, you can hear a track off of it called Vamping. Check it out.
Is that a Wings reference?
Vamping?
No, Paul's McCartney.
I guess. Mm. What does that mean?
It's a Wings reference. The band Wings.
I'm not Winger? That band Winger that guy from Beavis and Butthead had a shirt of. Anyways, it's the band's called SPF, and what does SPF even stand for?
My guess was something to do with the sun and protection factor.
Or solar protection factor, that's what. But if anyone knows the actual definition of this, because we're not going to search it, you can call into the studio at 604-822-2487, and we could see if we can get someone on the air. But anyways, we'll get going with these two tracks. Right here on CITR, this is some new stuff from Cindy Lee. This track is called Heavy Metal. Thank you.
Is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
Known pimp, narcotics king, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future. Those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from SPF, the new release called Paul's McCartney, and the track was called Vamping. And prior to that, Cindy Lee with a track called Heavy Metal off a forthcoming release called What's Tonight to Eternity. And we have a couple of special guests here in the studio, in case you missed it. And we have in studio...
Jod Rand.
And Stingray Ray.
Live in studio, so we have some pretty special guests tonight playing some stuff that they've been checking out and just some new music that we're into. So recently I've been checking out a reissue from the legendary Cabaret Voltaire. They have a new release that is being reissued. It's called Methodology 74 to 78, and it's a whole bunch of really rare Attic Tapes releases, and it's a seven LP vinyl box set. Pretty incredible release, and it features a signed art print. Very limited. It's only out on 500 releases, and it's out on the Mute record label, and I do believe some of the other Cabaret Voltaire releases have been put out on the Mute label. But this is actually a whopping 53 track album or release, I should say. But you can hear a track called The Setup, and very kind of heavy noise, industrial, and the early electronic stuff that they were known to pioneer for. But after Cabaret Voltaire, we're going to hear something that will flow pretty well and fit pretty well with the type of music. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Buffalo Run by Orville Peck from Toronto.
And what can you say about Orville Peck? Or
they're a masked musician. I don't know so much about them because they're very mysterious.
And there is a connection to Vancouver, right?
I don't know. Is there?
Do you know something we don't?
You tell me. You're the guest. You're supposed to have this kind of information.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
It's very intriguing. I think we should keep the mystery going.
It is a member of New Sensei.
If you know, you should phone us. What's the phone number?
Sorry, just forget what I just said. Yeah, give us a call if you know what the Vancouver connection is. 604-822-2487. So, anything else to add before we play these next tracks?
Three native DJs in the house.
It's great to be here. Thanks for letting us crash your show. Yes.
Yeah, thanks for dropping by. But anyways, we're going to hear a couple tracks. This right here on CITR is something from Cabaret Voltaire. This track is called The Setup.
Your These are the voices of your modules. These are the words of your eyelet. I am chain reaction. I am set up. I am problem. I am wheels in motion. I am prime reaction.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Orville Peck. The new album is called
Pony,
and the track was called
Buffalo Run.
Yeah. And prior to that, Cabaret Voltaire with the setup of the Methodology 74 to 78 album that was just reissued by Mute Records in a 7 LP release. And you could pick it up at the Mute Records website, I do believe. Anyways, up next with our special guests, we don't have anything queued up from you, correct?
Nope.
Okay, so we'll go with a bit of music that I had planned anyways, and then after that we'll get to some stuff that we want to, that you've been checking out recently, correct?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so recently I've been checking out the Nicole Hoos record label, which is a based out of Amsterdam, and they have a really great roster of very electronic heavy stuff, and I think I've played out some stuff on the show in the past little while. I can't remember exactly what I've played from them, but anyways, they have put out stuff from Bo Wanzer as well as Parrish Smith, various other electronic artists, but the latest is something from I and a new release called Metamusure. Very colorful electronica in the vein of Dat Politics. And you're going to hear a track off of it called To Amina. And I is the work of Lorene Exposito. And she makes some really great electronic music. And once again, that's I on the Nicole Hoos record label. After that, we're going to hear something from Dat Politics, a album that came out way back in 2006, something called Are We Phony. You'll hear a track called A Step Back. This is a, I do believe, a Paris-based electronic group. And I did get a chance to see them a long time ago in Toronto in 2009. But anyways, we're going to hear these two tracks, then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from I.
turn your toe.
Your toe.
Your toe.
Your toe. Wanna, wanna.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And the show is Canada Post Rock. And we're coming up on the home stretch of the program. And what we just heard was a nice electronic set featuring Dat Politics. The most recent track you heard was called Step Back off the Are We Phony release. Prior to that was I with the track called To Amina off the Meta Musure release that was just put out on the Nicole House record label. So, what next do we have? Our special guests in studio. What can you tell us? What's playing next?
What are we playing next?
We're going to hear from Little Sims, a track called Boss.
Of the Gray Area release. And this artist I'm not too familiar with. All I know, it's a hip-hop artist.
From the UK.
Nice.
That's about all I know.
I'll definitely have to check out some more from Little Sims. And that's Little Sims with a Z instead of an S if you want to search for it on your listening device. And then after that, we're going to move into a little bit more kind of a pop or electronic-oriented
poppy
artist.
Yeah, very poppy. Emily Yacina.
Yeah, that's Yacina. And a track called
Gleaming
off the Remember the Silver album. And this is a new release that was just sent to us from the artist or the record label. So you might hear it on other CITR shows in the coming weeks, and perhaps it will make our CITR charts, which you can check out every week and also on the Earshot website. So yeah, we'll hear these two tracks, get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR we have
Little Sims, Emily Yacina, and three long-haired native DJs.
All right, from Little Sims, this track is called Boss.
I disregarded all opinions and continue my mission. Unapologetically, I'll be bossing it, getting better with age. Got it back, never lost it, my legacy remains. Rejected the dotted line, but not the pen. Invested in myself, that was money well spent. Came home, mommy burning incense. Remember trying to think of ways to help contribute to the rent. Now the room's upstate, top suite, penthouse views, where there's no family or friends. What life do I want? No, I gotta choose, for it's too late. Well, I guess it all depends. I was running with Toby and them. Never looked back once I discovered a pen. Dedicated it all to the art. Who would have known it would be this from the start?
Screaming, where are you? Desire, it's brighter. I'm gleaming, meet me here. I'll show you.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Emily Yacina with a new track called Gleaming off the Remember the Silver release that just came out. And prior to that, Little Sims with a track called Boss off the Gray Area. A couple tracks selected by our special guests in studio. What's your names again? Razor
Stingray
Ramon.
Stingray Ray.
Razor Ramon and...
And Jodran.
Okay, yeah, those are a couple special
Jodran?
Guests in studio.
Three long-haired native DJs.
Yeah, this is like a new version of Unseated Airwaves, right?
It's an Unseated Airwaves pop-up.
Yeah, anyways, Unseated Airwaves is the another program on CHR. Definitely check them out or head to our website to check out podcasts from previous episodes of the show. So we're going to play one track and then probably get back to you and talk to you a bit more. We have new stuff from the longtime Canadian post-rock group called Blinker the Star. They're back and they have a new release out, something called Careful with Your Magic. And the track that you can hear is something called Sweet Nothing. And these guys have been around since the early 90s, and they're based out of Pembroke. They put out a few albums on various labels. The biggest one was probably the DreamWorks record called August Anywhere. That came out in 1999. I think they went, I don't know if they went on a hiatus or they just have a real long space in between their albums, but their last one was in 2013. But once again, that's new stuff from Blinker the Star right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is, I think, we're just going to hear these two tracks, and then we'll talk to you some more, and we may have time to play one last track brought in by our special guests. But anyways, sorry, I'm just kind of, do you have anything you'd like to add this evening?
Please phone in if you know what SPF means, or if you know Orville Peck's Vancouver connection.
Yes, you can still phone in, 604-822-2487. So anyways, this is something from Blinker the Star. This track is called Sweet Nothing.
Willing to get you.
And we're back. You're listening to The Wedge on Much Music. No, just kidding. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And that was some classic 90s alternative rock from Blinker the Star, a new release called Sweet Nothing that was just sent to us.
By Strombo.
Yeah, by George Strombo dropped us off for us to play. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this evening's programming tonight with our special in-studio guests. And hope you enjoyed the music that we had played this evening. And if you missed anything, you can always head to CITR.ca and check out the podcast and see a playlist of recently played tracks and whatnot. And you can add it, your favorite shows to your podcast device to listen to whenever you like. So we're going to close off this evening with a Indigenous artist in the Pacific Northwest or the Pacific...
Yes.
Area.
Northwest Coast.
Northwest Coast.
So who are we going to hear from?
Black Belt Eagle Scout.
Excellent.
What's the track called, Raymond?
At the Party. From the album At the Party with My Brown Friends.
Excellent choice. And I did play the Black Belt Eagle Scout album a few months ago when it had, I think it was a recent release. Came out this year, right? Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely check out more work from her. And... check out more stuff and purchase an album if you can. Support an Indigenous artist if you can. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with some more great music.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And next week I'll be doing my top 10 albums of 2019. So definitely tune in and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And yeah, keep it locked on CITR and hit your website. In case you missed anything. Right here on CITR, this is something from Black Belt Eagle Scout. This track is called At the Party.
Thank you. Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Hey, it's Max from Laverne, and you're listening to CITR.